今天早晨啊，我的负担是交通道，我们在主面前要预备好。
Today, this morning, my burden is to share how we should prepare ourselves.
啊，如同新妇预备好自己来等候新郎。
Just like how the bride prepares herself to wait for the arrival of the bridegroom.
我们来读一些经文。
May we turn to our Bibles?
啊，经文比较多，所以弟兄姊妹呢，请大家跟我耐心的。一起把它读完好吗
We have quite a few verses we'd like to read, so please be patient with me.
好，第一处是启示录十九章六到九节。
First place is in Revelations, chapter 19, verse 6 to
9. 启示录第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19,
六到第九。
Verse 6 to 9.
我们中文英文都一起练好吗
Let's read it together, English and Chinese.
好，我们起来。
Let's begin.
稍等一下。
Something like the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, 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 like the sound王被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了又对我说这是神真实的话第二处是也是启示录第二十一章 Please turn to also in the book of Revelation, chapter 21
第一节和第二节
Verse 1 to 2
二十一章第一节第二节一起来
Together
我又看见一个新天新地因为先前的天地已经过去了海也不再有了我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫接着我们来读哥林多后书十一章
Next we'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11
哥林多后书十一章第一到第四节
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 through 4
林后十一章第一节我们一起来
Together
但愿你们宽容我这一点愚妄其实我们也是宽容我的我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督我只怕你们的心或偏与邪失去那向基督所存存一清洁的心就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样假如有人来另传一个耶稣不是我们所传过的或者你们另受一个灵不是你们所受过的或者另得一个福音不是你们所得过的你们容让他也就罢了接着是路加福音第一章
And next, please turn to Luke chapter 1
路加福音第一章我们读七十四和七十五节
Luke chapter 1 verse 74 to 75
路加福音第一章七十四节，我们一起来。
Luke 1, chapter 1, 74 to 75, together.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。好，接着是旧约的传道书。
So next, turn to Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament.
在箴言的后面，传道书九章第八节。
It's after Proverbs. It's chapter 9, verse 8.
传道书第九章八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8.
传道书九章。第八节
Chapter 9, verse 8.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
你的衣服当时常洁白，你头上也不要缺少膏油。我们再练一次好吗？
Let's read together again.
你的衣服当时常洁白，你头上也不要缺少膏油。我们回到前面一点，就是诗篇四十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇十三到十五节。
Verse 13-15.
诗篇四十五篇第十三节。
Psalm 45, verse 13.
好，一起来。
Together.
王女在宫里极其荣华。他的衣服是用金线绣的，他要穿锦绣的衣服，被引到王前，随从他的陪伴童女，也要被带到你面前。他们要欢喜快乐被引导，他们要进入王宫。这里讲到两件衣服。
Here we talk about two articles of clothing.
十三节是讲到一个金子做的衣服。
In verse 13, talked about a clothing that's interwoven with gold.
十四节是讲到用细麻织的衣服，是绣出来的。
And in verse 14, talked about clothing that's in embroidered work.
好，我们再来读启示录十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。好，我们再念马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to book Matthew.Chapter 13.
对不起，二十五章。
Chapter 25.
马太二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
一到十三节。
Verse 1-13.
马太二十五章第一节，我们一起来。
Matthew 25.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎试验的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5,
十五节到十八节。
Verse 15-18.
以弗所书第五章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15.
第五章十五节，我们来。
Let's begin.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。好，最后我们念旧约的雅歌书。
Lastly, let's turn to Song of Solomon.
在传道书的后面，雅歌。
It's after the book of Ecclesiastes.
第八章第五节。
Chapter 8, verse 5.
第八章第五节。
Chapter 8, verse 5.
雅歌书。
Song.
好，我们一起来读。
Read together.
那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？我在苹果树下教训你，你母亲在那里为你劬劳，生养你的在那里为你劬劳。好，谢谢弟兄姊妹耐心的跟我一起把它读完了。
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your patience for reading all these verses for me.
我想我讲的好不好呢，都没有很大关系。
I think it doesn't truly matter whether my message is good or not.
主的话如果能进到我们心里面去，那就是最好的。
As long as His words may enter into us, that's the best outcome.
我们常常听见福音这个词。
Oftentimes we hear this word gospel.
福音又称为好消息。
It's also called good news.
很多时候我们把福音呢，只好像对着我们的福音朋友们讲的。
Oftentimes it feels like we only talk about gospel to our gospel friends.
像那些还没有信主的人是需要福音的。
It seems like only those who has, is not a believer, they are the one who need the gospel.
那是使徒保罗所讲的福音。
But however, the gospel that Paul speaks of
是一个全备的福音。
It is a complete
gospel. 是一个完全的福音。
It's complete.
是我们一生从头到末了都需要的福音。
It's a gospel that we need from the very beginning of our life to the very end of our lives.
所以当我们蒙恩得救之后
，So after we're saved，
我们还继续在这个福音里头来追求。
We still need to seek and look after it within this gospel.
其中有一个好消息是什么呢
？And one of the good news is，
就是有一天这个罪恶的世界要结束。
One day this evil world will end.
魔鬼。罪恶所有的工作通通要结束。
All the works of sin will end.
我们要脱离这个肉身所有的痛苦啊，所有的软弱疾病啊，不再受它的辖制。
And we will leave behind all the pain and weaknesses of this fleshly body, and we will no longer be prisoner.
我们进到永远的荣耀里面去，跟我们所爱的主联合。
And we will enter into this eternal glory and become one with our Lord.
所以这是好消息。
And this is the good news.
不知道有多少弟兄姊妹。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters.
听到这个世界要结束。
Have you heard that this world will come to an end?
会觉得有点可惜。
And then you feel a slight hint of regret,
哎呀，
of pity.
我有这么多的聪明要在这里发挥。
You may feel like I have so many wisdom that I can use on this world.
我这么多财富都还没有享用。
I have so much treasure, wealth that I haven't used yet.
那么多美好的东西我都还没有追求。
And there's so many great things I haven't seen after.
觉得哎呀，结束太可惜了。
And I feel pity that it's about to come to an end.
不知道有没有人这样想的。
I don't know if anybody feels that way.
如果我们这样想的话。
If you truly feel this way,
那就我们呢还没有看见主所要带我们进入的是多么的美好。
Then you truly haven't seen how great what the Lord is about to lead us enter into.
我们今天在肉身中
，today living in the flesh,
最好的也不过是叹息。
The best that we can do is but a sigh.
那么再差一点呢，还加上劳苦。
And then the worst case is that you will have pain and suffering.
所以我们一同坐在这里叹息劳苦。
So together we're sitting here in sigh and suffering.
我们应当盼望那个得赎的日子早一天来到。
And we should sit here and wait for the day of salvation.
所以感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
罪恶和痛苦都有结束的一天。
Sin and suffering, they will have their days.
我们要被释放。
And then we will be released from them.
我们要进入荣耀。
And then we will enter into glory.
主耶稣非常恳切地告诉我们
Our Lord Jesus told us this
一定要等候他回来
That we must wait for him to come again
所以我们擘饼
And that's why we break the bread
我们纪念他
In order to remember him
不仅纪念他的死
Not only to remember his death
我们更是要想念要催促他回来
But also to remember and to eagerly seek after his coming again
在关于主再来的这些应许中
And in regards to his promise to come back again
有一个 非常明确的里程碑。
There's a very clear milestone.
那就是以色列要复国。
And that is the Israelite will have their country again.
就是主所说的无花果树要发嫩长叶。
And just as the Lord says that the fig tree will once again blossom and bear fruit.
我想我们弟兄姊妹都知道。
And I think brother and sister, you all know.
1948年。
In 1948.
5月14号。
In May 14.
这个不可能的事。变成可能的。
It's impossible become possible.
主的话经过了一千多年漫长的时间。
The Lord's words after 1,000 years.
但应验了。
Finally become true.
主给我们带来何等大的鼓舞。
It brings us so much encouragement to us.
主说我们看见这个的时候。
And he said that when we see this.
就要知道夏天近了。
That we will know that summer days are coming.
人子就近在门口了。
And the Son of Man will be near.
对诗歌告诉我们说。
And also in the song it says,
我们可以隐约地听见他的脚步声。
We can almost hear his footstep.
我们好像看见了他的容形。
And we can almost see his shape.
我们的心应该都一直被吸引。
And then our hearts may be drawn to him.
当我们看见这些事情。
And when we see all these things,
我们感觉我们是有盼望的。
We want to feel that we have this hope within us.
我们得赎的日子近了。
And the days of salvation is near.
圣经告诉我们说。
And the Bible tells us that.
当这样的感觉来到的时候。
And when you feel this way.
我们应当挺身昂首。
We should stand straight up and lift our heads.
应该挺身昂首。
We need to straight up and lift our heads.
而不是叹息。
But not sigh.
也不是垂头丧气。
Not bow our heads.
让我们应该欢喜快乐。
We should be full of joy.
好不好？让我们听到主耶稣要回来。
And may we, when we hear that he's coming again, and that the world is about to end, that we should be full of joy. Because we know not only did Israel have their own country back again, and then from that day on, the world speed up in its coming to its final days. There are two evident signs.
一个就是科技是一日千里。
One of which is the technology, the advancement of which is they advance in leaps and bounds.
另外一个现象是什么呢？
And the other signs is,
就是道德一落千丈。
Our morals have fallen greatly.
当科技一直往上冲的时候，
and as technology advances,
道德就一直向下坠。
As it goes upward, our moral go down.
我们已经来到了挪亚那个时代。
We come to the time of Noah.
如同创世纪第六章所说的。
Just like in Genesis chapter 6 it said,
人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
All day that man, all they can think about are sins.
神审判的手很快要临到这个世界。
The judgment of God is about to reach this world.
世界和其上的物通通都要结束。
Everything in this world will end.
我们所有的金银，我们的名声，所有的财富也通通都要过去。
All wealth and status will pass.
没有一样可以存留。
Not a single thing will last.
没有一样可以带到天上。
Not a single thing we can bring with us to heaven.
所以主就呼召我们。
So that's why our Lord is calling to us.
应当预备。
That we should be prepared.
应当预备。
That we should be prepared.
看见人类道德这样堕落的时候。
As we see that the man's moral has fallen to such a state.
人心这样贪婪。
And our hearts are so cold.
当人心这样凶恶。
And how evil our hearts are.
因贪婪而能杀人。
And then we're so greedy and we become murderers.
因贪婪而能够杀亲人。
And because of greed, we can kill our relatives.
当人类这样子淫乱啊败坏的时候。
And man, when we have fallen to such a fallen nature.
当魔鬼借着科技把所有的淫乱尽可能的塞到每一个角落去的时候。
And when Satan, using technology, sends forth all these sin and vice to all the corners of the earth.
我们知道这个地已经快承受不住了。
And we know that this earth will no longer be able to sustain all this.
这些地震。
All these earthquakes.
这些风灾、水灾。
And all these floodings.
这些火灾。
And wildfires.
海啸。
And then tsunamis.
都是这个地承受不住的一个反应。
It's also a reflection of how this earth can no longer sustain.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
时间所剩的已经不多。
Our times are limited.
我们能够预备迎接主回来的日子已经不多。
Our days where we can prepare our Lord's second coming again is short.
我们要及早的预备。
We need to prepare early.
所以在基督徒中间
，So among Christians，
我们对于主的再来可以有两种的心情。
Those who view the Lord's second coming, we have two different attitudes.
两种的反应。
There are two type of reactions.
一方有一种呢，可能真的是欢喜快乐。
One of which they are full of joy.
是对于那些肯预备的人。
These are the people who are willing to prepare.
但有一种呢，可能是恐惧战惊。
And then there are the second type who are full of fear.
就是那些不肯预备的人。
And these are people who are not willing to prepare.
我们心还在世界。
Because their heart is still on this earth.
我们心还在我们自己。
And our heart are still turned towards ourselves.
我们还没有把主真的摆在我们心中的首位。
Because we still have not placed our Lord as the highest place in our heart.
他还没有成为我们的最爱。
And he has not become our most beloved.
如果这样的话。
And if you're in this state,
我们听到他来的这个呼声。
When we hear his coming,
我们一定是恐惧战胜的。
Our hearts are full of fear.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
当我们还有机会这样聚的时候。
As long as we still have this opportunity to gather like this,
那就是好消息。
That's a good news.
因为感谢主，今天主还没有回来。
Because praise the Lord, today, at least today, he still hasn't come.
我还可以预备。
I still have time to prepare.
刚才我们读到启示录。
And we just read in Revelation.
启示录第十九章和二十一章。
In verse 19 and 21,
都讲到羔羊的再来。
It talked about the Lamb's second coming.
十九章是讲到羔羊的婚宴。
In chapter 19, it talked about the marriage supper of the Lamb.
二十一章是讲到新妇已经完全装饰整齐。
And in 21, it talked about how the new bride is all adorned.
这两个中间呢，有第二十章。
And in between these, there's chapter 20.
那就是千年的国度。
It talked about the kingdom of a thousand years.
就是基督。他要在地上执掌王权。
And that is the length of time in which the Lord Jesus will have authority on this earth.
这是神所定的旨意。
And this is God's will.
虽然魔鬼今天窃夺了这个王权。
Even though today Satan has stolen this right.
但是神的旨意是基督要在地上掌权。
However, God's will is that for Jesus to have this authority on this earth.
所以那一千年一定要来。
And so therefore that thousand years must come.
神的公义要充满全地。
And God's righteousness will fill this land.
神的荣耀要充满全地。
And His glory will fill this earth.
罪恶和不义通通被赶走。
Sin and unrighteousness will be driven out.
那是何等荣耀的日子。
What glorious day this is.
所以十九章那里羔羊的婚宴。
And so that's why in chapter 19 talk about the supper, marriage supper of the Lamb.
就是给那些肯先预备的人预备的。
It is being prepared for those who are willing to prepare.
他们因为先预备好了。
And because they have already prepared themselves.
所以进入王的宴席。
They are able to enter into the feast of kings.
所以启示录二十章讲到说要和基督一同作王掌权一千年。
That's why in Revelation chapter 20 it says that you must go in together with Jesus to rule for a thousand years.
在救恩里面有两面。
And that's why in the salvation there are two aspects.
有一面是白白的恩典。
One is this free salvation.
你什么都不需要做，神就赐给你了。
You do not need to do anything, and He'll give you the salvation.
你只要是说主，我相信。
All you have to do is say, Lord, I believe.
把手伸出来说，我要。
And extend out your hand and say, I want this.
那就是你的了。
And it is yours.
所以我们亲爱的朋友。
So dear friends.
如果你还没有接受耶稣。
If you have not accepted Jesus yet.
你接受困难吗？
Is it so difficult to accept him?
一点都不困难。
It's not difficult at all.
你心里相信。
All you have to do is believe in your heart.
口里承认。
And then you use your mouth to admit.
就在这个时候。
And then right there and then.
你跟他说主我要。
And say, Lord, I want this.
我要救恩。
I want the salvation.
我要你。
I want you.
那这个救恩就是你的了。
And just like that, the salvation is yours.
你就有永生。
And you have eternal life.
但是救恩除了恩典这一面之外。
However, other than this blessing, this grace,
还有另外一面。
There's also the other aspect.
是神按着公义赏赐人。
And that is God's rewarding people according to his righteous justice.
是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
恩典表明他的慈爱。
Grace represents His love.
但公义也是神的性情之一。
But however, righteousness is also one of His character.
今天蒙恩得救人有千千万万。
So there are hundreds of thousands of people who are saved.
能够专心的为着他的主，专心为着他的新郎来预备的人有多少？
But however, how many of those truly are ready and prepare for their Lord and prepare for their bridegroom?
所以我们还要不仅得救了，还要继续的相信神的应许。
So not only are we saved, but we also need to continue to believe in His promise.
从得救的那天开始
，From the day that we're saved,
我们就应当预备迎接这位新郎。
We should then prepare ourselves to welcome this bridegroom.
施洗约翰是第一个告诉我们，基督是新郎。
John the Baptist is the very first one who tells us that Jesus is that bridegroom.
一直到启示录。
All the way until Revelation.
仍然告诉我们基督是新郎。
And he continues to tell us that Jesus is the bridegroom.
今天神整个的工作。
And today his whole entire work.
他之所以创造宇宙和地球。
He created the entire universe and the earth.
他之所以创造人类。
He created mankind.
他之所以在人类堕落以后用耶稣基督亲自来死来救赎我们。
And he saved us by using Jesus Christ after man has fallen.
那是因为他要为基督预备一个新妇。
And that is because he is willing to prepare a new bride for Christ.
这是神忠心的旨意。
And this is his eternal will.
这个旨意没有达成。
As long as this will is not accomplished,
神的工作不会停止。
He will never stop his work.
所以今天主就呼召我们。
And that's why today he's calling us.
谁愿意听他的话？
Whoever is willing to listen.
谁愿意对付罪恶？
Whoever is willing to deal with their sins.
谁愿意撇下世界？
Whoever is willing to cast aside this world.
谁愿意从自我中心转到以我们的王为中心？
Whoever is willing to turn from self-centered to having a Lord as the center of our lives.
他就要带他们进入王的宴席。
And then he will bring them, those people, into his feast.
在那个一千年的国度里头。
And in that thousand-year kingdom.
让他们来预尝神荣耀的喜乐。
So that they may taste the glorious joys that is in God.
关于这个预备
，about this preparation，
头一件最重要的事情是我们的心。
The very first thing and most importantly is our heart。
所以在哥林多前书第十一章告诉我们。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says，
保罗告诉我们说
，and Paul tells us，
他为我们起了一种的愤恨。
He has this jealousy for us。
是神那样的愤恨。
It's jealousy is the one that God has。
为什么他用嫉妒这个词来说明这个呢
？Why does he use the word jealous？
因为我们与主之间的关系乃是丈夫与妻子的关系。
Because our relationship with our Lord is the same as the between a wife and the husband.
我们在地上可以有很多的好朋友。
On this earth, we have many good friends.
也可以有好几个知心的朋友。
We may have few truly good friends.
但是你的丈夫只能有一个。
However, you can only have one husband.
多一个多不行。
You cannot have more than one.
你的妻子也只能有一个。
And you may only have one wife.
多半个都不行。
You cannot have even more than half.
这是很严肃的。
This is a very strict matter.
不仅圣经这样说。
Not only is it said so in the Bible.
我们人的本性也这样告诉我们。
And also nature tells us this.
就是不信主的人。
Even those who do not believe in God.
他们也不能够容许在他们的配偶之外。
They cannot accept that their spouse
他的配偶还有别人
have someone else other than themselves.
所以在这里有一种的愤恨，一种的嫉妒。
So that's why here today has this jealousy.
就是要所有已经蒙恩得救的人。
And that is for all those who have been saved.
都是童贞女。
They are all virgins.
都存着一个纯一清洁的心来爱基督。
They have this pure heart to love Christ.
我们有多少的爱？
How great of love that we have.
这个爱在我里面变得多么的不单纯。
And before it was so unpure.
当然我们爱自己。
When we love ourselves.
那我们还爱很多人。
And we love those around us.
我们还爱世界。
And we love the world.
我们爱我们的名声、我们的地位、我们的学业、我们的工作。
We love our status, we love our work.
很多东西都霸占了我们这个心。
Many things have taken their place inside our hearts.
但是我们要讲的比较清楚。
However, we must be clear about this.
你对基督有纯一的爱。
You must have this pure only love for Christ.
并不是说你就不会爱别人了。
Does not mean that you cannot love others.
所以弟兄姊妹不要紧张。
So brothers and sisters, relax.
你想说哇，我这个配偶如果真爱基督的话，他就不爱我了。
Do not think that oh, if my spouse truly loves Christ, then he will not love me.
有一次英媒跟大家做见证的时候说。
Once my sister would testify to others.
所以她有一天告诉金台。
That one day she told me that.
她说我跟你讲一件事，你不要生气。
And she said, let me tell you this thing and please do not be angry.
她说你不是我最爱的人。
You are not the one I love the most.
我没有生气。
And I was not angry.
因为我知道她讲的是什么。
Because I know what she's talking about.
下面一句就说我第一是爱主耶稣。
And her next sentence she said, my first love is Jesus.
但是第二个是爱你。
But then secondly, I love you.
哇，能够排第二也很不错了。
I feel honored to be in the second place.
我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
当我们把基督摆在中心，成为我们最爱的时候。
And when we put Christ as our center and our very first love.
你对你配偶的爱是增加的。
It will only add on to the love you have for your spouse.
也是更纯更坚定的。
It will become purer and more steady.
我们不仅爱我们的配偶。
Not only do we love our spouse.
我们爱我们的父母，爱我们的儿女。
We love our parents and our children.
我们爱我们的亲人，爱我们的朋友。
We love our relatives and our friends.
因为神已经把这个爱浇灌在我们里头。
Because God has given this love to us.
我们的爱变成非常的宽广。
And our love become very broad,
也非常的深厚
and very deep.
啊，这是神做的奇妙的工作。
This is the amazing work that God has done on us.
所以保罗在这里要告诉我们。
So here Paul tells us,
绝可不可以被蛇引诱。
Do not be tempted by the snake.
不可以偏与邪。
Do not be way.Do not have other loves.
让我们对准基督我们的新郎。
So that our hearts may turn to Christ, our bridegroom.
那当我们以他为我们的准新郎的时候。
And when we have placed him as our center.
我们要来欣赏他。
And as when we place him as our bridegroom, we learn to appreciate him.
雅歌里面给我们讲到很多关于这位童女怎么样爱这位王。
In the Song of Solomon, it gave many examples of how this virgin is appreciating her king.
就像我们应当对待我们的主那样。
And in the same way, we should appreciate our Lord.
讲到说，你的爱情比酒更美。
It talked about how your love is sweeter than wine.
你的膏油馨香。
And your oil is fragrant.
你的灵如同倒出来的香膏。
And your spirit is like the fragrance that was poured down.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对主有这种感觉吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we have such feeling to our Lord?
他的爱真的能够比酒更美吗？
Can his love truly be sweeter than wine?
如果是这样的话，
If this is true,
那么戒酒就没有问题的。
Then you have no problem getting rid of alcohol.
戒烟也没有问题的。
And you have no problem quitting
smoking. 戒毒也没有问题的。
And you have no problem quitting using drugs.
任何辖制我们的东西，通通都被释放。
Anything that's holding us prisoner, they will all be released.
如果他的名能够像倒出的香膏，
if his spirit can be like the fragrance that's poured out,
我们当何等骄傲的来宣告这个名，
we can then proudly proclaim his name,
来传扬他，
and to spread his word,
叫人都来信服他，
so all can believe in him.
我们就会说，他真是既白且红的一位。我的良人白而且红。
Then we can say that our beloved, he is white and ruddy.
他是超乎万人之上。
He is above all the others.
这是今天基督在我们身上当主的地位。
This is the position that Christ should have.
当我们的心这样被他吸引的时候。
And when our hearts are drawn to him.
我们就可以快跑的来跟随他。
Then we can run after him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们受浸归入基督了。
We're baptized into Christ.
我们真的是归入他。
We're entered into Him.
是续配给他。
We're married to Him.
不是一个比喻。
It's not just a comparison.
不是一个假设。
It's not an assumption.
乃是一个事实。
But a reality.
我们跟基督订了婚。
We're engaged to Christ.
我们一直预备我们自己有一天要和他成为婚配。
And we're preparing us for that day when we're married to him.
不仅整个教会是要做羔羊的妻。
Not only is the entire church is to become the bride of the Lamb.
我们都在这个里头有份。
And we are part of this.
但是被请到羔羊婚宴的。
But those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
乃是个别请的。
All those who are prepared.
不是整个教会一起去的。
Only selected few are chosen to go to attend the supper, not the entire church.
首先要被请。
First, you must be invited.
然后还要有衣服穿。
Secondly, you also have clothes for the feast.
才可以进入这个宴席。
And only then can you enter into the feast.
这个是他对一个一个的圣徒发出的呼召。
And this is a calling he calls out to each individual.
所以我们的心在这上面要有分别。
So that's why our heart must have this.
首先在物质世界的方面。
That we must separate ourselves, and first of all, is from this material world.
我们要脱离钱财。脱离马门的辖制。
We must be free from the wealth and free from the imprisonment from Mammon.
今天最困难的就是呢，我们处在一个最富有的时代。
And unfortunately, today we are in this richest time in history.
但是偏偏呢，我们又是处在一个呼召最迫切的时代。
But yet, at the same time, we are also in a time where the calling has become the most eager.
一面呢，世界的吸引很厉害。
On one side, the pull, the attraction of this world is very strong.
到处都是机会。
There are opportunities all over the place.
这么多的钱财可以抓。
There's so many wealth just waiting for us to grab.
这么多投资的方法。
There's so many investment ways to invest.
好像外面这个吸引太厉害了。
It seems like there's so many different things attracting us.
但一面呢，主的吸引也很大。
But on the other hand, the Lord's attraction to us is also very strong.
历世历代的圣徒。
There are so many saints throughout the ages.
都盼望能够活着被提。
All hoping to be raptured while they're still alive.
但是他们都没有等到。
But yet their day didn't come.
而我们这一代的基督徒。
And Christians of this day.
是最有机会等到这个。
We are the one who had the most chance for this to happen.
所以圣经说那个被请到羔羊婚宴的有福了。
So that's why in the Bible says those who are invited to the marriage supper, you are blessed.
并且说这是真实的。
And so this is the truth.
两次这样说。
It says so twice.
当主有特别重要的吩咐的时候。
And when God has a very important commandment for us.
他总要说我实实在在的告诉你。
He always said, truly, truly, I say to you.
然后呢，如果更重要的话，他后面再加上说。
And if it's even more important than that, he will then add on to the end.
这是实在的，我们要记上去。
And this is true, and write this down.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
被请赴羔羊婚宴的，真是大福啊。
So, those who are invited to the marriage supper, those, they are truly blessed.
我们不可以轻看它。
We cannot look lightly upon it.
但第一件事情，我们要从世界的吸引中被救赎出来。
And the first thing is that we must be free from the attraction of these worldly things.
那么除了这个物质的世界之外呢，还有属灵的世界。
And then other than this worldly thing, there's also the spiritual things.
属灵的世界也很多东西吸引我们的。
Also, there are many things in the spiritual world that attract us.
但是属灵的事情并不等于主自己。
And also, when we talk about spiritual things, it does not simply mean God Himself.
今天有很多人喜欢主的医治。
Today there are many people who like the cure, healing power of the Lord.
神迹奇事
the miracles.
如果今天主没有医治我了
if today God didn't heal me,
那就是什么方法能够医治我的话呢？我就用那个方法。
Then whatever other method that can cure, that can heal me, I will use that method.
在不仅在基督教的世界里边有
，not only is this true in the Christian world,
在异教的世界里边也有
，this is also true among the medical in other religion.
但是那些向着基督存着纯一清洁的心的
However, those who have a pure heart turning towards Christ,
他们却完全把自己交在主的手中
They completely offer themselves into the hands of the Lord.
主医治我，感谢他。
If the Lord heals me, I praise Him. I thank Him.
主没有医治我，我也感谢他。
If He didn't heal me, I also praise and thank Him.
我们总是主的人。
I'm always His.
所以那些特殊的属灵经历
And so those special spiritual experiences
都不是我们的追求
It's not what we seek.
唯有基督
Only thing is Christ Himself.
所以第一件事情我们的预备就是我们的心
So the very first thing that we need to prepare ourselves for is our heart.
一个未婚夫如果他订了婚之后到远方去
If a fiancé was engaged and then he had to go to a place afar,
是为着他的未婚妻，为着他们未来的婚姻家庭做预备。
And in order to prepare for his future wife and his future family,
当他回来要迎娶的时候
，when he come back again,
就发现他的未婚妻是另外一个人。
But then when he comes back again, he found out that his wife to be now loves someone else.
对他是一个最残酷的打击。
This is the most cruel shock of his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们不可以让主受这样的打击。
Today we cannot allow our Lord to suffer such a shock.
让我们把我们的心转向他。
May we turn our hearts to Him.
彼此保守我们的心，藏在他的身上。
And to protect our hearts and to be hidden in Him.
那么另外第二方面的预备
，And the second preparation,
就是我们里面的生命
，is our life within.
因为这个未婚妻不能够是一个未成熟的女孩。
Because this wife to be, she cannot be a girl who is not mature.
所以属灵生命的预备是非常重要。
So that's why it's very important to be prepared spiritually.
这个预备的关键点是什么呢
？And the key aspect is
就是里面的膏油。
And is that the oil within?
当我们得救的时候
，And when we're saved,
我们的灵活过来了
，Our spirits become alive.
圣经说，我们的灵就是耶和华的灯。
And the Bible says, our spirit is the light of our God, is the lamp of our God.
啊，这个灯呢，目的是要发亮。
And the purpose of this lamp is to give off light.
它发亮的动力呢，是里面的油。
And the energy it gets to give off this light comes from the oil within.
为了让这个灯能发亮
，In order for this lamp to give off light,
神就把圣灵赐给我们。
God has given His Holy Spirit to us.
当我们说我们得救了
，So when we're saved,
有什么凭据
？What's the proof?
圣灵住进去了。
The Holy Spirit lives within us.
在我们身上盖上了一个印记。
And there's a seal on us.
就是圣灵做印记。
And that is the Holy Spirit become that seal.
凡有圣灵做印记的，就是属基督的。
All those who has the seal belongs to Jesus.
但是我们虽然属基督了
，And even though we belong to Him,
但我们有没有为他发光呢
？But did we give off light for Him?
那就是看膏油有没有继续不断的供应。
And that depends on whether the oil is constantly added to the lamp.
所以马太福音二十五章讲到十个童女。
That's why in Matthew chapter 25, it talked about the 10 virgins.
这十个童女代表所有的基督徒。
These 10 virgins represent all the Christians.
但有五个却是愚拙的。
There are five who are foolish.
有五个呢是聪明。
There are five who are prudent.
那他们的分别是什么
？And the difference are
不是他们有没有基督的生命。
It's not whether they have Jesus, whether they have Christ's life within them.
而是他们的里面有没有充满膏油。
But it's rather whether their inside were filled with the oil.
所以说新郎迟延了。
So that's why it says when the bridegroom was delayed.
为什么迟延了
？Why was he delayed?
因为没有预备好。
Because there were no because the bride was not prepared.
我们让他迟延。
And so we allowed him to be delayed.
那么一迟延。我们就会受到很大的考验。
And as soon as the delay comes, we were greatly tested.
我们要让我们爱主爱几天，爱那么一年是比较容易的。
It's easy for us to love our Lord for a few days or even a year.
但要我们天天爱主，从得救一直到离开世界都爱主，就要接受考验。
But however, in order for us to love Him from the very day, from the day when we're saved until the very end of our natural lives on this earth, that takes truly, that is true test.
所以许多人就打盹睡着了。
So many people have fallen asleep.
今天是最容易打盹睡着的时候。
Today is a time when it's easiest for people to fall asleep.
但是很快我们会听见新郎来的这样的呼声。
So soon, but however, soon we'll hear the shout that the bridegroom is coming.
若是我们没有预备油。
If we're not prepared the oil,
我们就只好跟我们的弟兄姊妹说，你借点油给我吧。
All we can do is ask our brother and sister, can you lend me some oil?
那我们弟兄姊妹的油也是买来的。
The oil from our brother and sister, they have also purchased.
他不是卖油的。
They don't sell oil.
他的油是买来，是放在他里面的。
They purchase their oil to be placed within themselves.
所以他们告诉这些没有油的说，你就到卖油那边去买吧。
That's why they tell these who doesn't have any more oils, and they tell them that go and purchase oil from the merchants.
但是当他们正去买的时候
，But just as they're on their way to purchase oil,
新郎就到了。
Bridegroom has arrived.
那些预备好的就被请进去赴席。
And so those who have prepared, they were invited in for supper.
然后门就关上了。
And the door was shut.
那后来在敲门的人。
And those who later on came to knock on the door.
虽然也称他为主啊，主啊。
And they say, Lord, Lord.
但主却说，我不认识你们。
But then he said, I do not know you.
我们可能觉得很疑惑。
We may feel confused about this.
我不是信的主了吗？
Didn't I believe in him?
我信主了这么几十年。
I believe him for decades.
我也聚会，我也奉献，我也侍奉。
I go to the Sunday messages and I have my service. I have my offerings.
主啊，你怎么说你不认识我
？Why do you say that you do not know me?
为什么是这样
？Why?
因为这是两个不同的境界。
Because these are two conditions.
在神的国度里面
，In His kingdom,
主耶稣认识每一个得救的人。
Lord Jesus knows every single one who is saved.
就是凡重生得救的，将来在神的国里面都有份的。
So in the kingdom of God, everyone who has been saved.
但是当他来做千年国度的君王的时候
，But however, when he'll become a king for the thousand-year kingdom.
那个时候，他是在千年国度的王的身份里面来看我们。
Then he is using his status as the king of this thousand-year kingdom. He is using that status to look on us.
但他只认得那些预备好可以进国度的人。
And in this kingdom, he only recognizes those who are prepared.
所以他告诉我们说要警醒。
That's why he told us to be alert.
虽然那日子那时什么我们不知道。
Even though we do not know when that day may be,
但是呢，要及早预备。
But how we need to prepare early.
所以保罗在以弗所书告诉我们说
，That's why Paul tells us in Ephesians,
要爱惜光阴
，and that we need to treasure the light.
也就是说，要把握机会。
In other words, that we need to take hold of the opportunity.
英文是说呢，要在每一个机会中得走最多。
And in English, it says to gain the most in every opportunity.
啊，那真是好啊。
And that is truly well said.
今天每一天主都给我们机会来得着膏油啊。
Every single day, our Lord has given us opportunity to receive more oil.
当他有感动的时候，你顺服。
When He moves us and we obey.
他感动你要去爱一个人。
When He moves us to love someone.
要去关心一个人。
And to care about someone.
你顺服他了。
And you obey His commandment.
你得着膏油。
And then you receive your oil.
他感动你应当奉献。
And He moves you to make an offer.
你奉献了。
You made your offering,
得着膏油
and you receive your oil.
他感动你要跟人认罪
He moves you to repent for your sins,
跟人和好
and to make better with people around you, and you obey him.
你得着膏油
and you receive your oil.
他感动你不要去犯这个罪
He moves you not to commit the sin.
你就靠着圣灵致死肉体
and you by the power of the Spirit, you nail your flesh.
不肯犯这个罪。
So that it may not commit the sin.
虽然这个罪可能捆绑我们很多年。
Even though the sin may bind us for many many years.
但是我们就到这个卖油那边去买。
But however, we go and purchase oil from the merchant.
啊，我们就可以胜过他。
And then we will have victory over him.
所以有膏油是何等的重要。
So that's why it's so important to have oil.
没有膏油的时候，我们这里面的灵就昏暗了。
Without this oil, our spirit inside becomes dim.
我们的属灵判断力就不够了。
And our spiritual judgment is not will become not enough.
我们常常会做错误的选择。
Oftentimes we may make wrong decision.
我们可能啊，我们可能得罪的人也没有力量去认罪。
We may wrong others, and we do not have the strength to admit our mistakes.
第二个，当膏油缺少的时候。
And secondly, when you're lacking oil,
生命会枯干。
And your life will become dry.
失去了它应有的活力。
And it lacked the life that it should have.
失去它应有的光彩。
And it lacked the light that it should have.
失去它应有的喜乐。
And it lacked the joy that it should have.
所以真正被膏油充满的时候。
So when you truly are filled with oil.
是那个在考验的时候。
That's the time when test comes.
当有大患难来了。
And when great calamity comes.
反而有大喜乐
When great trouble comes into your life, you actually have great joy.
所以证明这个基督徒里面膏油是丰盛的。
And that proves that within this Christian he has abundant oil.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
每一天都要去买油。
Every day you should go and buy oil.
就是圣灵的充满不是一次的。
It's not enough to be filled with spirit once.
不断的。
It should be a constant thing.
是一种的状态。
It's a state. It's...
那第三个情形。
And the third thing,
高油不够的时候,
and when you're lacking in oil,
我们跟人的关系就紧张了。
Our relationship with those who are around us become very tense.
好像我们的汽车引擎呢缺少机油。
Just like the engine in our car is lacking motor oil,
就开始发火花了。
And sparks become, they start to make sparks,
烧掉了。
And start burn out the motor.
我们的属灵生命也是这样。
That's the same way with our spiritual life.
盼望主的爱真的今天借着圣灵在浇灌下来。
May the love of our Lord pour down on us by the Spirit.
让我们能够与周遭所有的亲人、弟兄姊妹、朋友能够和睦。
May we have a good relationship with those around us.
我们自己做不到。
Even though we ourselves may not accomplish this,
但可以到主那边，可以到圣灵那边去买。
But however, we can go to Spirit and purchase from them.
所以圣灵的充满有两件事情。
So to be filled with the Spirit, there are two things.
第一个，你要不断的补充。
First is you need to constantly replenish the supply.
虽然是用买的
，even though you had to purchase it,
但是你买得起。
But however, you have the money to buy.
主不会让我们去做那个买不起的事情。
The Lord will not ask us to do things that we cannot afford.
我们会在代价不多的。
That because we do not have to pay such a high price. Just dealing with ourselves a little bit.
一点点的舍己
and giving up a little bit of ourselves.
换来的就是圣灵中的大喜乐。
But however, what we gain in exchange is this great joy in the Spirit.
所以这个膏油的多，第一个要不断的被充满。
So the first thing is that we need to be constantly be filled with the oil.
第二个呢，要防止它漏掉。
And secondly, we need to we need to make sure that it does not leak out.
也漏掉了是比充满更快的。
Because when we leak oil, it leaks out faster than the rate which we can replenish it.
我们怎么把膏油漏掉呢
？So how do we leak out the oil?
你多讲人几句闲话呢，膏油就漏掉了。
So you speak a few things, bad things about people behind their backs, and that's how our oil is leaked out.
你多生几个气呢，膏油就漏掉了。
We become angry a few more times.The oil are all gone.
都在里面接你几个嫉妒啊，你的膏油都漏掉了。
And you have jealousy, develop jealousy within you, and the oil are gone.
那就犯那些污秽败坏的罪，更不用说了。
And it's even more so when you commit sins.
那些不仅漏掉膏油，连生命都要被杀死了。
For those people, not only will their life, will the oil be leaked, completely leaked out, their life also destroyed.
但我们今天宝贵。圣灵住在里头。
However, today we must treasure the fact that the Spirit is living within us.
也宝贵他愿意一直供应我们这个灯里边有油。
And we must also treasure that He is constantly providing oil for our lives.
跟时间来比赛。
And we must race against time.
时间是最大的考验。
Time is the biggest challenge.
那么第三个方面。
The third aspect.
就是我们要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
We must wear this bright and white linen cloth.
圣经说这个就是圣徒。所行的义
，and in the Bible it describes this is the righteous act of the saints.
这个义在这个原文里头是多数的，是众义，就许多的义。
And here in the Bible it's a plural. It means many acts, righteous acts.
所以在路加福音撒加利亚的祷告说
，So that's why in Luke, Zacharias in a prayer he says,
当我们从仇敌的手中被救出来以后
，when we're saved from the enemy.
我们要终身在神的面前。
We need to spend our entire life before the Lord.
坦然无惧的。
Without fear.
用圣洁公义的侍奉他。
And to serve Him with holiness and righteousness.
这圣洁那是讲到我们的生命。
Holiness to talk about our life.
是神借着我们的信赐给我们的。
And He has given to us through our faith.
那个公义呢，那是要我们行出来。
And the righteousness, we need to act out on it.
一个是里面，另外一个是外面。
One is inside, the other is outside.
所以刚才我们读到传道书也这样说。
That's why when we read Ecclesiastes, it says,
我们不仅头上不要缺少膏油。
And it says, do not let not oil be lacking on our heads.
而且呢，衣服要时常洁白。
our clothes be white all the time?
那这个衣服是指什么呢？
What does it mean? What does the clothes represent?
在圣经中讲到圣徒的衣服是有两件。
In the Bible, it talks about the clothing of the saint. There are two articles.
头一件是当我们受浸归入基督的时候。
The very first one is when we were baptized into Christ.
加太书说，我们受浸归入基督呢，我们就是披戴基督了。
It said that when we're baptized into Christ, we have taken on Christ.
基督呢，就做了我们的衣服。
We are put on Christ and He become our clothing.
那这是做什么用的？
So what's the purpose?
这是为了让我们能够到神面前去。
It's so that we may come to the Lord.
因为我们没有圣洁。
Because we ourselves are not clean.
但是没有圣洁就不能到神那里去啊。
And because we're not clean, we cannot come before Him.
所以基督就成为我们的圣洁。
That's why Jesus become our right, our holiness.
我们就穿着基督就可以到神面前去。
And that's why when we put on Christ, we can come before God.
基督的义成为我们的第一件衣服。
And that's why Christ's righteousness become our very first
clothing. 使我们可以到神面前去。
So that we may come before Him.
但是当来到千年国度的时候。
When it comes to the thousand-year kingdom.
我们乃是要来到作王的基督面前了。
We need to then come before Christ who is the king.
这时候是看了另外一件衣服。
Then we need another set of clothing.
那件衣服是什么衣服呢？
And what kind of clothing is that?
是光明洁白的细麻衣。
It's a bright and clean fine linen clothing.
所以基督那件衣服呢是金子做的，就是诗篇四十五篇所说的第一种衣服是金子做的。
So the clothing that is Christ is an interwoven with gold.
因为基督的生命是全然圣洁。
Because his life is completely holy.
完全的神的生命。
It's completely God's life.
但是呢，我们所行的义。
However, the righteous acts that we do.
是一个细麻织的。
It's woven in fine linen.
是借着我们所行的一件一件的义，圣灵把它织起来。
The Holy Spirit uses all the righteous acts that we do to wove our fine linen clothing.
有了这一件光明洁白的细麻衣。
And with this bright and clean fine linen clothing,
我们才可以进去千年国度赴王的宴席。
And only then can we enter into this thousand-year kingdom,
就是羔羊的婚宴。
And to attend the supper of the marriage supper of the Lamb.
它不仅是洁白的。
And not only is it white,
而是满了荣耀的。
It's full of glory.
是有光彩的。
It's full of brightness.
这就是今天圣灵为什么细细的在我们身上做工的原因。
And that's the reason why the Holy Spirit is doing such fine work in us.
有些时候我们可能会想，
Sometimes we may think,
为什么我们信的主了？
Why do we, when we believe the Lord,
还要有许多不如意的事情？
There's still so many different things that troubles us.
还要经过患难，经过考验。
And we had to go through suffering and trials.
因为圣灵借着这些人事物。
Because the Holy Spirit, through these things, is preparing this clothing for us.
我们在说,
and then we said,
我们跟时间竞赛,
like I said, we are racing against time.
凡是用绣的那个都是很慢的。
Because when we weave something, it takes a long time.
我们姊妹们可能比较知道,
maybe the sisters here knows how long it takes.
如果要绣一个真正的精品的话,
if you truly want to weave a fine piece of clothing,
可能要好多年的功夫才绣出来。
It may need many, many years.
我们这一生就是让圣灵在绣这件衣服。
Our entire life, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to weave this clothing for us.
所以行义对我们来说是当务之急。
And so that's why to do righteous acts, we must do righteous acts.
我们要对付所有的不义。
And that we must deal with various unrighteousness.
至少有三方面我们来对付它。
We need to deal with it on three aspects.
第一个在金钱上面的不义。
One is on wealth, on money.
Money. 我们不该拿的就不能拿。
Those we shouldn't have, what we shouldn't take, we should not take.
我们应当给的就要给。
Things that we should give, we should give.
神主说呢，神的物当归给神。
And God said that give thoseGive what belongs to God.
该撒的物呢，就归给该撒。
What belongs to Caesar, give it to him.
所以我们在钱财上面呢，要有这一个准则。
So on the matter of money, we need to have this principle.
那在时间上。
And then secondly, on time.
也是要 用的公义。
We must use it in a righteous way.
我们不仅不偷神的时间。
Not only do we not waste God's time.
我们该有聚会，我们都要能聚会。
When we should have gathered and meet, we should gather and meet.
不聚会就在偷神的时间。
And if we do not come and meet, we are actually stealing time from Him.
我们个人当花时间在神面前，我们就要花时间。
Well, we should spend the time that we should before Him.
我们不要把那时间偷去做我们自己的事情。
Do not use that time to do our own things.
那么在工作上，在家庭中
都是一样。And this is the same regarding our work and family life.
第三个是责任者。
Third, responsibilities.
我们有我们的责任。
We have a responsibility.
不负责任。不尽责任，不忠心，这都是不义啊。
Those who are not being responsible, who are not doing their duty, these are not being right. These people are not being righteous.
现在讲起来好像我们这件衣服织起来太困难了。
So it sounded like it's so hard to weave our clothing.
感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
是他要做成这件事情。
Because He wants this to be done.
所以启示录十二章告诉我们说，羔羊的血呢？可以洗净我们的衣服。
And that's why in Revelation chapter 12 it says the lamb of the blood of the lamb can cleanse us.
我们有些时候真是难免把衣服又弄脏了。
Because sometimes we can't help but to get our clothes dirty.
赶紧认罪。
And that's why we should
求赦免。
And then to ask for forgiveness.
但是我们认罪也要悔改。
Not only do we need to admit to our sins, but we also need to repent.
这样神才能够喜悦。
And only then will he become joyful again.
所以我们看见说，当我们在预备迎接新郎的事情上。
So that's why it says when on the matter of preparing for the bridegroom.
第一个，我们心要完全归给他。
The very first thing is we must offer our hearts completely to him.
第二，我们里边追求丰盛的膏油，让这个生命能够成熟。
And secondly, we must look to fill our inside with oil abundantly.
第三个，我们外面也有装饰，就是那一件。光明洁白的细麻衣能够被圣灵支撑。
And thirdly, outwardly, we should have this fine linen clothing. We should put on this fine linen clothing.
我们一样一样的义就被他拿来织这个衣服。
And then all the righteous acts that we do goes into the making of this clothing.
神总是有恩典的。
God always has blessings.
那件衣服也是恩典。
That clothing is a blessing.
所以圣经说是蒙恩得穿。
So that's why it said in the Bible, only those who are blessed will they be able to wear it.
虽然是付了一点代价。
Even though you pay some cost,
但是那个代价很小。
But however, that cost is so small.
更大的是恩典在那里扶持着我们。
But even greater is that blessing, that grace is supporting us.
雅各书八章第五节说。
And so it says, chapter 8 it says,
他说那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？
Who is this coming up from the wilderness leaning on her beloved?
我很喜欢这个字，它就是 躺，好像是紧紧的靠在主的身上。
I really like the word that's being used, the leaning. It seems like she's very, just very close to the bridegroom.
好像我们是说主啊，我们真的是软弱无力。
It's as if to say, Lord, we are truly weak.
必须完全依靠。
We have to rely upon you.
因为这个旷野是大而可畏的旷野。
Because this wilderness is big and it doesn't have anything else.
就是这个世界，那旷野当中的世界，这是多么的可怕。
And this wilderness represents this world is so it's such a thing to be feared.
一直拦住我们能够向着那个目标前进。
Because it is causing us, it's blocking us from going towards our goal.
但是靠着良人就能够得胜。
But however, by relying on the beloved, we will have victory.
光认他为救主还不够。
It's not enough that we admit him to be our savior.
要跟他有这个关系。
We must have this relationship with him.
是良人和心腹的关系。
It's a relationship with the beloved and his bride.
如果这样的话，我们就能够预备好。
And only by this way will we be prepared.
赴羔羊的婚宴。
And then we'll be able to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb.
好，今天就交通到这里。
So, and a message here.